राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवासां प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथित कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य श्री गौर हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 चैतन्य। So we are coming to our goal, the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami in Prayag. Come all with me in Prayag, where Ganges and Jamuna sacred are meeting. And Rupa Goswami is sitting with Anupam and Mahaprabhu is teaching them.
Venite con me a Prayag, dove c'è Rupa Goswami seduto, dove il Gange e il Sarasvati si uniscono insieme ad Anupama e Chaitanya dà questi insegnamenti.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told about Bhakti Kripa and I am explaining it for 7 or 8 days, past 8 days. He is telling now that what is bhakti? What is bhakti?
Chaitanya ora sta iniziando a parlare e spiegare di cos'è la bhakti.
Though it has been written in Vedas, also in Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada has explained it, also so many rishis has told it. Sandilya Rishi, that Paranurakti Ishvare, a flow, continuous flow, uninterrupted flow of our love affection to Supreme Personality of Godhead is called Bhakti.
Come è descritto nel Purana e come Narada ha spiegato, un flusso ininterrotto, incessante di amore per Dio e viene chiamato Bhakti.
Have you interrupted, uninterrupted flow of your bhakti to Krishna?
Avete anche voi un flusso ininterrotto di bhakti?
Do you feel like so? Then, still not high class of Uttama Bhakti has come.
Se non è così, vuol dire che non avete ancora avuto la Uttama Bhakti in voi, non c'è ancora.
Swamiji wanted to give this interrupted flow of bhakti to Krishna. He wanted. But we cannot. We may, but now you are not qualified. So we'll have to qualify for this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has only come for this. Our whole Guru Parampara, for this they have come. Still, those who are in Guru Parampara, they want that all should come and have this kind of bhakti.
Swami Srila Prabhupada è venuto specialmente per dare questo.
ma noi non siamo qualificati, dobbiamo quindi diventare, raggiungere le qualificazioni per ottenere questa bhakti. Tutta la parampara, tutti gli acciari precedenti sono venuti specialmente per dare questa bhakti.
In Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva written and Sukadeva Goswami has sang this himself, that madguna gunasuti matraina mayi sarva guhase manogati abichinna jata gangam bhusau ambujau. Like Ganges coming from the glaciers of Himalaya, and uninterrupted flow goes to sea. So the love and affection like this, as Ganga goes, our flow should be like this, not a stopping, day and night. It should go to Krishna, to please Krishna.
Come Sukadeva Goswami descrive nel pronunciare Srimad Bhagavatam, le acque del Gange nascono e scendono giù dall'Himalaya e scorrono verso il mare con un flusso incessante. Così la nostra bhakti deve scendere e scorrere con un flusso incessante, giorno e notte, senza mai fermarsi.
Ahetukya abhyavahita ja bhakti purushottame. Ahetukya. There should be no reason at all. No interruption, also no worldly desires should be there. And it should be devoid of all kinds of yog, gyan, karma and all other things.
I to chi non deve essere senza condizioni, non deve essere interrotta da nulla. Non ci devono essere interazioni di karma, di dhyana e di yoga.
Rupa Goswami's definition for bhakti is more higher. Includes all that in past they have told about bhakti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Sarva Damodar Raya Ramana, all were wondering how Rupa Goswami is giving all these things, presenting. They thought that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is inspiring all. He is the root of all these things. So the expression of Rupa Goswami is the expression of himself, Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, all these expressions are of Radha and Krishna Yuga.
Le definizioni che Rupa Goswami ha dato della Bhakti non sono mai state date prima. Svarupa Damodara, Ramananda Roy, Nityananda Prabhu, tutti gli associati di Sri Chaitanya erano meravigliati nell'ascoltare la definizione che Rupa Goswami, le affermazioni che Rupa Goswami aveva dato, e si chiedevano da dove venissero. In realtà venivano da Sri Chaitanya stesso, che è Radha Krishna.
So when in Puri Rupa Goswami read this sloka, all were astonished. How beautiful this poem is. Anna abhilashita sunnam jnana karma adhyanavritam anukullena krishna anusriyanam bhakti ruttama. You should read the meaning. Swami is giving meaning. Swamiji means, always you should think, when I will tell Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada, my friend.
When first-class devotional service develops, one must be devoid of all material desires. Knowledge obtained by monistic philosophy and fruited action. The devotee must constantly serve Krishna favorably as Krishna desires.
Any purpose? Very big. Then Annyabancha, Annyapuja, Chari Gyan Karma, Anukulle, Sarvendriya, Krishna Nusilan, Ehi Suddha Bhakti Ha Haite Prema Ha, Pancharatre, Bhagavate, Ehi Lakankar.
A pure devotee must not cherish any other desire than to serve Krishna. He should not offer...
You should think over, judge, that whether I am doing this or not.
Dovete pensare a questo e giudicare, sto facendo io questo oppure no?
And you should try to follow.
Dovete provare a seguire.
Don't try to cheat yourself.
Non imbrogliate voi stessi.
And don't also try to cheat others.
E non imbrogliate gli altri anche.
Very, very simple language he has written. Very easy.
Prabhupada qui ha scritto un linguaggio molto, molto semplice.
Annyabancha, Annyapuja, Chari Gyan Karma.
A pure devotee must not cherish any other desire than to serve Krishna. He should not offer worship to the demigods or to mundane personalities. He should not cultivate artificial knowledge which is devoid of Krishna consciousness. And he should not engage himself in anything other than Krishna conscious activities. One must engage all one's purified senses in the service of the Lord. This is the favorable execution of Krishna conscious activities. These activities are called Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotional service. If one renders such pure devotional service, he develops his original love for Krishna in due course of time. In Vedic literatures like the Pancharatras and Srimad Bhagavatam, these symptoms are described.
Yes. Annabancha. Oh yes.
Quando il servizio devozionale di
Annabancha. Other desires. What are other desires? Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to tell a story that there was a devotee. He used to do archan. Archan, you know, in Thakur. He was engaged in that, worshipping. One day he was in the temple, in the temple inside, and the doors were closed. He saw that there were some badam. Badam means
nut.
Not you know?
Almond.
Oh, water began to come from his tongue. Means?
Saliva comes from his tongue.
No. So you should translate.
Allora, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati un giorno ha raccontato una storia. C'era una volta un devoto che faceva archan alla sua Thakura, alla divinità, adorava la divinità. E quel giorno era nel tempio a porte chiuse e vide che c'era una mandorla lì, lasciata lì, e iniziò a sbavare per questo.
All were knowing that he has entered the room to do archan, worship. And he is doing archan. But what he was doing? He took one knot and he tried to crush in his teeth, but he could not. Then he took two shalagrams. One bigger he kept down and one bigger up in his hand, and he began to
crash.
All are thinking that how he is making late, so much late. But he wanted to crush it and to take it. So Prabhupada used to give this example. That devotee is cheating himself and cheating Thakurji, cheating Krishna and cheating all others. So those who sell books, distribute books, those who do something where they are manager of all these things, and taking all money in their pockets by the name of Thakurji and Gurudev. Oh, please give me some donation to serve my Gurudev and to serve Thakurji. But actually, what they are doing? Keeping in their own pockets. And they are cheating Thakurji. So Thakurji has some more, two fingers intelligence more. Anyone cannot cheat him. So after some days, oh, he gives him a very beautiful girlfriend, and oh, you should take this money because you have served me sometime, so you should take and go down. And then he goes down. Again he begins to take cows and cup meat, drinks, and alcohol, and his life is ruined. He goes to hell. So don't do like this. Don't take any single pice of your Gurudev and Krishna being a devotee. You should fear from these things. Otherwise, your bhakti will be ruined. Go on.
Allora, questo devoto era all'interno e voleva appunto prendere la mandorla. Tutti sapevano che lui era lì dentro e stava facendo adorazione, ma ci metteva molto tempo. Infatti lui aveva preso questa mandorla e tentava con i denti di...
desire like this. We should be void of all desires. You should not take any... You know that so many devotees are those who are not devotees. By the name of Guru and by the name of Krishna, they donate so much. Then they know also that he is keeping all this money to his pocket. They know. But they think that, oh, I have given for the service of Gurudev and Krishna. They are also ignorant. Both will go to hell. Knowingly those who are giving, unknowingly who are giving, and those who are knowingly supporting them, also they are taking that offense, making the offense. So you should be very bold about this. Otherwise your bhakti will be ruined, your life will be ruined. In a big gathering, where there are very learned doctors, engineers, and so many. I delivered a class. Very boldly I told. Rotary Club in India, Bombay. Very famous. I told there that, you know that Hinduja, India, Indian very rich person. They made a hospital there. And about more than 300-400 doctors are there. They are serving. And it is very famous in whole India. From whole India, so many kinds of disease wala, they come. They come. Ne? So, there, you should suppose that there was a culprit. Dacoit. And he had killed about 200 persons. And his last attempt, he was also has some injured. He was suited and he was somewhat fractured. And he went in the Hinduja hospital. The doctors took very care, and in a month he was again all right. Now he remembered that they had suited me and I was injured. Now he goes with so many dacoits, 20 or more than that, with rifles and everything, bombs. And he attacked that home and he killed more 50 persons. He did a scene, he he cut down all. It is a very big sin. This sin will be divided also to the doctors and to the Hinduja's all. They will have to take it, knowingly or not knowingly. They will have to take the some part of this sin.
Reaction.
The doctor told that, oh, we have only said we don't want to take share of this sin. I told that you will have to take. You are bound to take. Why? Because you are paid servants there and you are taking money for this. You are not doing for Krishna. If, like Arjuna, you have done for Krishna service, then okay. But you are taking money from that hospital and Hinduja had not done for Krishna. So, sin will be divided into all. So, if anyone doing sin in your company, in your society, and you are silent or you are supporting, then all offenses will come to you.
And
you will suffer. And that is, so are suffering like this. We should be bold like this. So these are annabancha. So karma and gyan, both are not nirgun. Always entangled in karma, fruitive karmas. And thus their bhakti will go away. You should be very careful about this. If you are not careful, then sin may touch you.
A Bombay, Maharaj recentemente ha avuto un incontro a Rotary Club con dei dottori del...
Anya Puja Chari. What is the worship of other gods and goddesses? We should go more deep. You are not worshipping Ganesh, Shankar, Hanuman and others. But if you are serving Narayan and Lakshmi, what is this? Serving to Krishna it is, but it cannot take you to Braja. If I have some affection for Dwarkadhish Krishna, what? Queen? Sattabhama Rukmini. And worshipping Radha Krishna also. And worshipping also Sattabhama and Krishna, Rukmini Krishna. Then what it will be? This bhakti will not take you to Braja. Never it will take. You are serving Ramchandra also. And Sita Devi, Hanuman. And also serving also to Radha Krishna. Oh, this bhakti will not take you to Braja.
Are you telling us serve Ganesh and Radha Krishna both then?
Huh?
If anyone serve Ganesh and Radha Krishna both?
Ganesh and
Radha Krishna.
Oh, they are more wretched. More wretched. For example, you can see, you are not serving any demigods or nothing. But you are serving your boyfriend or girlfriend. What is this? Understand? You are not serving our gods or demigods. But you are making money and taking money from temple, taking money from book distribution and others, and you are giving it to your friend, girl, or boy, girl. What is this? Is it for Krishna? You should very deeply think. If, like Srivast Pandit, Grihastha, Pandavas, they love Draupadi so much, but why they love? Because Draupadi has so much affection for Krishna. So loving to Pandavas, to Draupadi was for Krishna. Srivast Pandit, he has also wife and children, but he used to serve them for Krishna, for the benefit of Krishna, because they used to help each other. This is Grihastha. This should be tried to be real Grihastha, not imitation. Whatever we do to please Krishna. Our Grihastha is also should be to please Krishna. To live with one family, one wife, and each other helping and serving Krishna, it is more than a brahmachari. But keep only testing each other, not for Krishna, not developing Krishna concept of his wife is not doing, and wife is not doing, helping him in Krishna consciousness, that should be given up. So, it comes also in Anya Puja. So we should be very strict about all these things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has no difference between Grihastha Bhakta and Tyagi Bhakta, renounce order. Only you know that Sivas Pandit and so many were. But they should always think, whatever you do for Krishna. Then it will be okay. I have so much honor for Ramchandra, Lakshmi Narayan, for Janaki Sita and Ram, for Dwarkadhi, Rukmini, in general. But these will not take you to Braja, like Gopi Prem, Braja Prem. So for ordinary persons, they should honor all. But if they want only Braja Prem, a prem like gopis, oh, that should be one pointed, like gopis. Krishna went to Dwarka, but any of the gopis, any of the devotees, where Sridham, Subal, Jasoda, Maya, Nandabhava, never went to Dwarka, never, or Mathura, even. So this is one pointed bhakti. They should try to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way. One pointed bhakti. Go on.
In generale, possiamo anche avere onore per Lakshmi Narayana, per Sita Rama o per Rukmini e Krishna, ma questo va bene per le persone che in genere desiderano onorare appunto Lakshmi Narayana, Sita Rama, eccetera, ma questo non vi porterà a Vraja, perché lì c'è il prema, il Vraja prema, il Gopi prema. Se qualcuno vuole avere questo Vraja prema, allora deve indirizzarsi solo esclusivamente verso Krishna. Come Yasoda e come Radharani, come le Gopi, loro non andarono mai a Dwarka, loro erano solo esclusivamente concentrati su Krishna.
So, we should think that we should not dishonor Ram, Sita or anyone, even to Shankar, even to Ganesh, nothing. Even an ant should be given respect. But if you want Braja Prem, then you will have to be one-pointed. And that is why Raghunath Das Goswami has told, Na dharmam, na dharmam. Sutagana nirtam kalikaru, Vriti Radha Krishna Parichardyam yatanam, Sache sunun, Nandi Swarpati Sutakse Guru Varam, Mukunda Prasthakse Smara Paramajusununva. Here you should see that Raghunath Das Goswami has told. That if you are serving Radha and Krishna conjugal. Why you are serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Your bhakti will not be one-pointed? No. You should think that Radha Krishna conjugal, they have become Sachinanda. He is not different of that. So worshipping of Gaurachandra is not different with Krishna. Both are same thing. Especially, you should think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understand, we should see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as what? Like Guru. He has done acts like Guru. He has told Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, he has given mantra to all, everywhere in his South Indian tour or Western and Vrindavan tour. Even he has initiated tigers and deer and elephants. To everyone. And he also had a dialogue with Raya Ramananda on Godavari. So he is like a guru. As he is teaching, always serve Radha and Krishna. So as a guru, you can worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No harm. Guru is one with Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also one with Krishna. So we should try to. This is not two-pointed or three-pointed. So we should follow like this.
Dobbiamo pensare di non disonorare nessuno.
Tari jnana karma, dividing of karma and jnana. What is this? We cannot divide of jnana and karma. You cannot, you are bound to see if there are eyes. If there are feet, then you are bound to walk. Oh, you are bound to take air from nose. You cannot stop even in dream or even when you are sleeping. So karma, we are bound to do karma. But what karma, which are helpful for bhakti, we should adopt. And those who are not helpful, they should be given up. Yajyathat karmanu lokamanatramana. So we should try to do the karms, fruitive karma, but not like a fruitive karma, those who are helping in Krishna consciousness. But always chanting, remembering, Samadam Kirtan Vishnu Smaranam. You can go to market, no harm. But go to buy fruits and vegetables for Krishna and devotees, not for yourself. You can cook, but don't cook for you. Cook for Radha and Krishna, Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, for all devotees, not for you. So it depends on you, whether you are sincere or not. You should try to be sincere. So, jnana, what jnana? Krishna knowledge. Here, not nirvishesh jnana, mayabadi. It is offense in the lotus feet of Krishna. If anyone not his dividing of Krishna shape, beauty, his pastimes, like Shankaracharya and their followers, they are offenders. Here, jnana means the knowledge, Krishna tattva jnana, also should be given up. In the beginning, Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. He has so much affluences. He can do anything. In a second, he can create new worlds. And he can destroy. But for prema bhakti, braj bhakti, it is somewhat not helpful. It may be in Dwarka, in Mathura sometimes. But in Braja, the don't think Yashoda Maiya or Gopi, or Vrajavasi, Nanda Maharaj, Dham Sridham, that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. Because natural love and affection will go away at once. You cannot think that Krishna is my son, he is my beloved. So this kind of knowledge should also be given up in higher stages. In lower stages, it can help something, this knowledge. But when you want to Braj Bhakti and your all offenses have gone, unwanted thing has gone, your heart now has been purified and you are especially in high class of association, Rasik and Bhav, then you will have to give up. You will try to give up all these things like Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, Braj Basi. Krishna is not supreme personality of Godhead. We should pray Govardhan, we should pray Narayan that Krishna should be okay. Like this. Otherwise that knowledge, what appellate knowledge of Krishna will somehow a wall in Braj Prem. You should be very careful and sit down like me, very tight. Otherwise, slipness will come with 100 months of quintals of
stone
in your eye. And then we'll do like this. So be very.
State attenti, sedetevi bene con la schiena ritta, perché altrimenti vi verrà voglia di dormire come centinaia di pietre si poseranno sugli occhi e gli occhi si chiuderanno.
So also in good association, Maya Devi
moving
here and there and watching, looking, that if I will have chance, I will at once enter in that devotee. So you should be very careful about this.
Anche se siamo in buona compagnia, Maya Devi è sempre qui che gira e appena vede qualcuno può approfittarsene e prendere quel devoto.
If any other desire in any devotee is, and he is worshipping, he is chanting and remembering, and he is also doing worship of all other gods, and he has so many desires worldly also, and he is chanting, remembering. He may chant about one lakh her name, no how, he can chant. Also he can be only on sandal, wooden sandal, no cloth, sir. I have seen so many sannyasis that only standing, walking on
wooden sandal,
nothing, open body, and chanting one lakh name. But after 1 year, they were changed, and I saw that no sandal, no their danda, no sap and cloth, they were roaming, moving, walking with any friend girl. Gave that one. So we should try to give up all these desires. And if you are chanting and doing all these desires, that desire will make you bound to give up chanting Harinama and everything. Go on.
Se qualche altro desiderio è lì nel canto della Rinam e nel ricordo, e anche se si fa altre adorazioni di Deva e si hanno questi desideri materiali, uno può anche arrivare a cantare un lac di Harinam, può anche essere vestito come il più austero dei sannyasi, senza scarpe, senza abiti, e cantare un lac di Harinam, ma non servirà a nulla. Ha visto a volte anche Maharaj dei sannyasi di questo genere, che dopo breve tempo le arrivisti non sono più così, hanno i vestiti, hanno una ragazza che cammina a fianco a loro e non cantano più la Rinam. Quindi se si canta la Rinam con dei desideri materiali, si sarà forzati a lasciare la Rinam un giorno.
You should also be very careful in bhakti or bhakti. Anukullena Krishnanu Silanam is uttama bhakti. What is this? Anukullena Krishna Anushilan. We should see that what activities we are doing, rendering. It is giving pleasure to Krishna or not. Whatever we do, what activities, endeavor, all endeavors of our mind, soul and body, and also some expressions, modes, they should be all fought to please Krishna. But there is some danger in also in this. If any desire is there, by one example I am telling you, only to please Krishna we are doing. But it will not do in some cases, like charun and mustik, were wrestling with Krishna, and Krishna was taking so much test in that, and they were very happy to have a wrestler like charun and mustik. And they were testing Birras. Birras means
fighting mood.
Chivalry.
But What is this? This is not bhakti. Though Krishna is so much pleased, and he was taking taste in this, because his mood, charanamustik mood, was to kill Krishna. So these pratikul should not be there. Pratikul means unwanted things should be
there.
Unfavorable. The mood of charanamustik was to kill Krishna. Like the mood of Putana. He came in the shape of another. And he told that, oh, my dear boy, my dear son. Oh, Jashoda is not your mother. I am your mother. And he took in his breast, in his
lap.
And he gave his
breath.
Oh, take this milk. And he was pumping the poison in the mouth of Krishna. He was showing outwardly that he is my dear son. And he was like a mother. His shape was also, face was like, body was also like a mother. But actually he wanted to kill Krishna. So any devotee, any demon in the shape of devotee, they may come, oh Krishna, I am worshipping you. But actually, like Charuna and Mustik, so those who are not knowing all these things, those who are again
ignorant.
They will say, oh, how beautiful mother Putana has come. They will not recognize. And they will think that she is the mother. Yashoda is not mother. So you will be cheated. So try not to be cheated. In high associations, you can know this. In the other hand, oh, you should tell.